Pardon?
I was just wondering about Mars and the Earth. You're going to cover that later, though.
Which one?
Mars and the Earth, but you're going to cover that later.
Yeah, that's a very interesting concept, and I think I'll need some more time. I don't know how much time I've got now. Maybe around 15 minutes. I want to finish the Karakas at least. The Satsriji has taken... I think, Satsriji, you have taken a very good class on this Karakas earlier. Sometime. Maybe those tapes, if you can give the thing, they can pick up the tapes. That will help. Yeah, go on. Two or ten marriages. The first wife is always called Pattarani. Pattarani means who is the right wife. Who is the queen? Whenever it comes to all matters of religion and things like that, because gods are not accepting the other wives. Naturally, gods don't accept because the Brahmins and all the righteous people who were asked to accept it, they said, go to hell. I mean, come on here. You pick up every... just because you are the king, you pick up any lady who is walking on the road and you say that you get me married to her. No. There it is a totally different issue. Because marriage there is for the case of the Saptamsa. That is totally, the purpose is very, see, why are you marrying in the first place? There is no need for marriage. Why marry? Marriage is for the purpose of begetting children. Otherwise, don't marry. That was Chaitanya's advice. Chanakya's advice. Anyway, I'm not getting into the morals and things like that right now. The basic point here is, when we are talking of Karakas, we just now talked of nature and natural Karakas. And nature and natural Karakas, everything comes under that. But have you heard of Charakarakas? And how many Charakarakas are there?
Eight.
Anybody saying seven? Yeah. Okay. No, I need to know. I need to know because seven Charakarakas was also used for many years. And these seven Charakarakas are the seven without Pitrikaraka? Without Pitri. Right. Pardon? Yeah, it's clearly said. Matri Saha Pitrameke. In fact, the exact dictum is Matri Saha Pitrameke. That means these people conjoin in this, the Matrikaraka and the Pitrikaraka are merged. Right, that's how they come seven. Okay. The point is, why do we need Charakarakas in the first place? When everything has been defined by nature, why do we need Charakarakas? What for? Why? Why this new definition? You have said sun is father, moon is mother, Mars is brother, Venus is sisters and spouse, and we have got our children from Jupiter, and we are... Saturn is our servants, or maybe some Kobans, some people say elder Kobans. Fine, I'm not getting the argument. All Rahu indicates all the people who are from very far, a different religion, and Ketu is all those who are from a different culture. So, why do I need any other kind of a significator? Why are Charakarakas required? Unless we know why they are required, we do not know whether 8 is right or 7 is right. Individual what?
It's karaka for the individual.
Self, swa, that is the sun. Let's see. What?
The first three karakas have specific meaning, their spiritual understanding.
Yes.
The next have...
Yes. You got it. I'm happy. I wanted to hear one person say that. Got it. You see, the spirit has a different story to tell. It does not say the same story as that of your body. The body may need a house. The spirit doesn't need a house. Your soul doesn't need a house. It never had a house. Your body needs a nice car. Your body needs very good food. Your body needs perfumes, clothes. The soul is naked. He never wore clothes. Everything is open. Everything that he has experienced, he knows. All the knowledge that you know or you think you know, he already knows. He is your true spiritual self. That is what you are. Tattvam Asi. Am I right in my Brahmanical thing. That is what you are. This body is not what you are. This when I look at the mirror, I tell myself,